Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
June 1st, 2017, Nostradamus makes a prediction that will change the world.
Here we sit on Thursday, June 1st, gorgeous day in Detroit. Warriors, Cavs, Part 3. The Golden State Warriors will win this series in 5 games. The Golden State Warriors will win 3 of the 4 required games to win a championship by at least double digits.
Complete.
You're Bill Russell, 2017 Finals MVP, Kevin Durant.
And Kevin Durant's presence no longer will allow the Cavaliers to help and cheat. Because instead of Harrison Barnes laying brick by brick by brick, it'll be Kevin Durant with the highest adjusted shooting percentage of his career, rocking you to sleep.
Never doubt Nostradamus.
Let's go.
Oh, yes. What a day to be alive. A Tuesday in the Motor D, as Woj would say. Thank you to Wojo for allowing me to do Nostradamus, since he's Wojadamus. I hate WPRE radio, but I did it for you, the people. You demanded it. And my douchiness delivered. Welcome in. We got a lot to talk about. Now, I just want to make something really clear. I could delay jumping right in. I don't want to do that. I want to jump right in because I want to offer something to you. And I want you to try to attack it. And if you agree, which if you're intelligent, you will, call in and let's talk about it. Let's pat each other on the back. Here is my take about the finals. Because let's face it, we can get to the Warriors later. We can get to how bad LeBron sounded in the postgame later. We can get into the smaller issues of Kevin Durant's mother pulling a wrestling move and grabbing him by the goatee as if he was 11 years old. We can get to it later. What everybody wants to talk about is legacy. And they want to talk about LeBron, and they want to talk about KD. But here's, I'm going to set you straight on this. And then you could take this opinion, which is brilliance, frankly, and you can act and take it to your friends and go, look at me. Very simply put, this NBA final cemented both Durant and LeBron's legacy as all time greats. And you'll go, but Nostradamus, but Mikey, you can't say LeBron's great. They lost in 5. Au contraire, mon frere. First of all, this series very easily could have gone 6 games. Very easily. Game 3 could have easily gone Cleveland's way. It did not. But by the absolute greatness of LeBron James, Cleveland didn't get swept, had a shot to go 6, and all the while, LeBron James became the first player in NBA history to average a triple-double. You know the only reason the Warriors won this championship? Because in the offseason, they added, arguably, if he's not the best, the second-best player in the league. It's a testament to LeBron James' greatness that that team had to add that player to beat the Cleveland Cavaliers. And that even in the midst of his team losing the series, LeBron made history again and acquitted himself on the court. We'll get to the off the court later. On the court acquitted himself to where I believed before the series started, and I believe it today, LeBron is beyond reproach regarding performance. I told you before the series started, he was running into a monolith. He was running into something that, historically speaking, is going to go down as the greatest team in the history of the game. One of the great teams in the history of all professional sports. And for that, he cannot be on the hook. Now, Kevin Durant, this is the other one. All these people out there, even, you know, Jamie,
I'm not comfortable with this.
I don't get caught up in winning and losing.
Oh, Doug going, I don't have a problem. But, Durant going there, I didn't enjoy the fun. And then, my answer to anyone who's got something to say about Kevin Durant, that commercial as the game ended, when Nike opened the bombing doors of the biggest B-52 bomber in history and released that Durant commercial that was straight fire. Kevin Durant didn't go anywhere to ride coattails. Kevin Durant went to Golden State, and in this year and these finals, took that team away from Steph Curry, played one of the great NBA finals in history, put up at least 30 in five straight games, first guy since Shaq in 2000 to do it, grabbing 8.5 rebounds, dishing out 5.5 assists, blocking two shots a game, hitting a game-winning shot in LeBron's eyeballs, and answering the bell every bleeping step of the way to close the game out. He did it while shooting 55% from the field and 47% from three. Kevin Durant took both his middle fingers, dipped them in gold, and put them in the world's face. Kevin Durant is now in the discussion as a top 10 all-time player. I don't want to hear any of the weak BS.
But he had so much help.
Great players have been trying to surround themselves with great players since the dawn of time. Durant was smart enough to do it, and the Warriors were good enough to have it happen. And he didn't go there and coast. You want to start throwing some shade? Throw it at Clay. Throw it at Day-Day. I'm not sure either one of those guys really played in the finals. But Steph and KD put it on LeBron. And it took all of that to make it look the way it did. So here's what I'm offering to you. A rare case where the winner and the loser both cemented their legacy in the right way. That LeBron cemented it because of how good the Warriors had to beat him, because how good he played, because of how historically significant this Warriors team is in basketball history, in the pantheon of champions. And Kevin Durant, all the naysayers, go back in your hole. Bunch of gutter balls. If you're dogging Durant, you're a loser. Kevin Durant went there and put on a show. He may as well have pulled his pants down and done the Macarena at midcourt. I want to throw the number out. I want to get into it. I don't want to delay doing this. Let's party. I think both guys came out as winners. And I think if you're dogging either one of these guys, you're a bozo. But you're my bozos. 248-539-9797. Hey, water's warm, kids. Water's warm. David's here. Roberto hasn't had to go to the bathroom again. We're ready to rock and roll. 248-539-9797. Your ticket text 97136. And oh, by the way, props to Sully. He's manning up today. There's no butt hurt, no sore booty syndrome. He's here. He's a man about it. He's not upset. He's ready to roll. We'll get him upset later when I rip LeBron apart for that embarrassing post game. May as well have driven a bus over his teammates. And, oh, by the way, made the dumbest comment I've ever heard. We'll get to that later. Let's do this.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.